start of your message. However, he's on the move again. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? Now, the last time we spoke to him, he was in the Middle East, and he is on yet another trip. And I have two clues for you, and I'm sure you'll be able to find out. I don't know where he is, so I'm going to be playing along as well, as always. Clue number one for him, and the man himself in about 35 minutes or so. Full travel log is heading your way. Clue number one is this. I am on a Spanish-speaking island where the Feast of St. Joan is held every June. Now, on the first day, a barefooted man carries a beautifully groomed and florally decorated sheep around on his shoulders through the town. On the second day, black horses are ridden through the streets and rear up on their hind legs while town locals roll under them. Sounds a bit exciting to me, this place. The Feast of St. Joan held every June. Barefooted man carrying a beautifully groomed and florally decorated sheep around on his shoulders. Then on the second day, black horses ridden through the streets, rear up on the hind legs, and the town locals roll under them. Spanish-speaking on... I'd be tempted to go that sort of Caribbean ways, but... sort of a Spanish-speaking islands, but I think I'm going to stick to Europe on this. I'm thinking the Mediterranean, obviously the Mediterranean. Whether it's the Canaries or the Balearics, maybe. He's already been in Madeira, hasn't he? It can't be that one, I would have thought. 81333, Russ at the start of your teletext. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? Maybe you've been there, maybe you've seen it happen up close and personal, like the Feast of St. Joan. Love for your help on this one. Another clue coming later. Much Paul Hudson with you forecast, and as promised, clue number two for where in the world is Andy Mossack as we open the envelope. Here it is. The island is where mayonnaise was first made before it was brought across to France. It's the home of very delicious cheese where the distinctive orange rind is made from olive oil, butter and paprika. I think Menorca's the right answer about this. The island is where mayonnaise was first made before it was brought across to France, the home of a delicious cheese where the orange rind is made from olive oil, butter and paprika. There we have it. Do you agree with me now? I think so. I'm definitely leaning for Menorca. Definitely am. 81333 and Russ at the start of your message. More on the situation soundtrack and the result of the election. You have 2 minutes left for the damned, and there you'll have it, the choice that awaits you to the side of the weekend. However, every so often, and thankfully more often than not that often, we get to catch up with this fantastic bloke. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? Proof that you can go travelling around this globe and you're never that far away from a Michelin-starred restaurant or something exotic and exciting. Andy's adventures are anything to be judged by. So we've had the two clues and now it's time to catch up with the man himself. Good evening, Andy.
Ah, buenas tardes, señor.
Oh, fluent French, like a native.
Oh, yeah.
Now, it's lovely to talk to you, as always. We've had the couple of clues here. You posted a very jealousy-inspiring... picture of a beach earlier on the Facebook page.
Yes, it was amazing, wasn't it?
Oh,
it
was absolutely glorious. Now, we've put our heads together. We think you are on Menorca.
Absolutely correct, sir. The island of Menorca. I hear you've spent some formative years here.
Many happy childhood holidays. I haven't been since I was about 14 or 15, but we went on quite a few holidays in the row there. It's a glorious little island.
Oh, it's fantastic. You know, I've fallen in love with it because I haven't been here before, and so this is my first time. And it's Mallorca's smaller sister. You know, it's like a real jewel of a place. Actually, it's because tourism came quite late here. You know, Ibiza and Mallorca have always had a big, healthy tourism trade, but over in Menorca, it's kind of been under the radar a bit, really. So a lot of the beautiful coves and the beaches and all these wonderful countryside they've got here have really been untouched. I know it sounds a bit like a cliche tourist brochure, but it actually is just like that. It's a low-key lifestyle, fantastic, beautiful vistas everywhere, and I've loved every minute of it.
And they do fantastic donuts.
I haven't had a donut. I've had a lot of other things, but I haven't had one of those.
You got to try them. It's like, you know, the what do they call them? Yum-yums, right? You buy them in bakeries over here. Sort of long, thin. But in Menorca, they seem to specialise in long, thin ones that have almost like confectioner's custard right through the heart of them.
Well, I think I better go on a search for that tomorrow. Absolutely.
So whereabouts exactly are you on the... Are you in the capital, which is Mahon, isn't it?
It's Mahon. No, I'm not there. I'm in Fornells, actually, which is sort of in the north. I've been in Mahon, and I'll be ending up in Ciutadella, which is the other city on the other side of the island. But I'm actually been on a biking holiday this week. Can you believe that?
Wowzers. You're as fit as a fiddle.
Well, I've got a backside that's not very fit at all, but I'm 3 days into a 6 day tour, biking around the island, and it's fantastic because I've been obviously off the roads and in the around the countryside, and it's brilliant. I mean, I wouldn't call myself a sort of a proper biker, so this is very much kind of a first time for me, and it's been great. It's been really good. I would highly recommend it because it's a lovely way of seeing the island, and you stay in a different place every night and they bring your luggage on to the next place, so you don't have to lug that around. So it's very, very well organized. And of course, I do have an e-bike, which does help a little bit.
An e-bike? What's an e-bike?
Now an e-bike is... It's an electric bike. You still have to pedal. And when you get to a hill, you just press a button and the little motor kicks in and it sort of helps you get up the hill a bit, But you still got to pedal. So if you get a really bad hill, even on full power, you're struggling. But it just helps for, us olders to perhaps not maybe do the Tour de France or something like that. Certainly helps you enjoy it, And the other thing that's great is I've got a GPS on there too. So all you do is got every route every day is plumbed into this GPS, and I just press a button and it gives me a door-to-door. You just follow the pink line.
Wow.
An idiot's guide to biking.
So this is this obviously like it's a tour put together by a company? I mean, is it done in lots of places, or is this almost like a pilot for this kind of thing that's happening on Menorca?
No. It is something now. I mean, what I would suggest is that if you're going to do any kind of biking, you really do need to use a specialist organisation, because it's not just people who know what they're doing, but you've got to have the right equipment. And you've got to have the right support in case, things happen to go wrong along the way. And I'm using Freewheel because they're an excellent outfit. I mean, what was nice is as soon as I got here, the rep came and he got all these routes printed out for me, all in colour, beautifully written. He went through each day with me. And it was just great because every day we've got a different type of route and a different sort of different place to visit.
So you're actually getting to see the sort of, well, I was going to say the real Menorca. I mean, that's often a question I ask you, isn't it? Do you get to go away from the tourist hotspots? And of course, there are resorts. I mean, over on the west of the island, there are lots of, purpose-built tourist resorts. But you're actually getting to see the real deal, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've been staying in rustic agriturismo, and hostels and small hotels. And, these people are all family run. It's fabulous. You turn up with your bike and they're just waiting for you. And they come, oh, Mr. Andy, hello. And they come in and they give me a nice cup of tea or a nice bottle of or a glass, I'd say, of wine.
Yeah, a nice bottle is right, isn't it?
No, they are really, really friendly. And I just find it great. When you go into these little rustic places and you wake up to the sound of the cockerels, it's great. It's just something very, very unusual.
Well, let's talk about the island itself, because you've been to Mahon, you've been to a few different places. You're currently on the north of the island there. Lots of beautiful coves. And I've got to say, actually, my favourite place on the entire island, you mentioned it a few seconds ago, which is Ciutadella over on the west coast. Fantastic town. I mean, I know they've cleaned it up a lot since I was there, but it was great then in the 80s. It was absolutely lovely. And the best bit of tip and local advice I can give you, Andy, is if maybe the bike, you've had enough of it, you can get onto any bus, and because English tourists couldn't say thudadella, they couldn't do it. So what they were told to ask for is thudy doody, and if you ask for thudy doody, they'll just take you to thudadella.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, I'll try that. I've got the wife turning up tomorrow, actually, and she's gonna be in a car behind me. Can you imagine? She's gonna be head out the window shouting, "Get on there! Get on that bike!" You know. So we'll get on a bus together and see if it works. But yeah, it should be good. I mean, our last 2 days are in Cittadella, so I'm looking forward to that. And there's Caldana as well, which is also a beautiful beach. So we're having fun. They do gin here as well, mate. Did you know that?
They do. Now, gin is it's quite big over there, and that is the British influence, isn't it, I believe?
Absolutely, the British sailors, yeah. They call it pomada. They do gin and lemonade. Very nice drink, very nice drink. And I'm loving that. And the cheese, well, I've got to tell you, the cheese is just to die for. Really, really nice. And they do the Mediterranean diet here, of course. But lobster stew is the thing, apparently. Where I am in Fornells, they call it caldeceta de lagosta, and it's served on thin toast. It's lobster stew, but it don't know, costs a lot of money compared to everything else. I mean, it's ridiculous, but, you know, if you've got to do it, haven't you?
Well, that's an interesting point here. How is Menorca now for cost? Because as all of these things always depend on, it's where you go and where you choose to spend your time and your money and whatnot. And you can go and eat in smaller rustic restaurants and have, you know, a lot more for your money there. But they are used to catering for tourists if you go to the big resorts on the coast, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, but it's not like you would think of a major resort in Mallorca. It's totally different, I think, and it's a lot lower key, and I think the prices reflect that. You know, I really do. I just think you could get a very, very nice meal, maybe for €20, and enjoy it. You know, it's good Spanish fare, and particularly the tapas. I mean, you can have some really nice two or three plates of tapas and really enjoy it. And the croquetas, which I like as well, those lovely cheese croquettes, very, very good. Very, very good.
Oh, I'm famished. I could just go for some of these right now.
but I must say I'm so impressed with it. Really am impressed, and it takes a lot to impress an old cynic like me. But I've loved it. I've loved every minute I've been here.
I've heard somebody say to me before that never mind all of the different islands and beautiful resorts you can go to in the whole of the Mediterranean Sea. They do say that Menorca is a bit of a hidden gem.
It is an absolute hidden gem. And that picture I posted on the Facebook page, you'd think you could be in the Seychelles or the Caribbean or somewhere like that. You know, it's hard to believe that it's actually just, you know, a couple of hours away from us. You know, it's really, really nice.
That's all it is.
So, yeah, absolutely. It's really good. And cheap. I mean, this hostel I'm in today, I think it's about €50, including breakfast. So it's, you know, I think it's very affordable.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Andy. You enjoy the rest of the cycling holiday, and if in doubt, just fire up the engine and away you go. It'll give you some help.
I will. Thanks a lot.
Cheers. Take care, my friend. Andy Mossack in Menorca. If you've never been, you never thought about it, have a look at it online. You can fly there from pretty much every airport in the UK. Well worth your time. I heartily recommend it. Menorca, especially Thudadella. Remember that. Thudy doody if you are on the bus.